Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks. The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Cakes, EB, and JP. We've got Metallica tickets to give away a little bit later this hour. Stay tuned for that. Also, tickets to go see Old Glory Rugby. 4-pack of tickets, but right now we open up the entertainment page driven by BMW of Fairfax.
That's right, Ricky. Entertainment page driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW of Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and new vehicles on their website at bmwfairfax.com. When you get over there, make sure you mention your boy, EB. They will treat you like a rock star, I promise. All right, a lot going on. This is just kind of funny to me. David Geffen, Cakes, he's 82 years old, all right?
Yep.
He's a billionaire.
He's a mogul.
I think he's most known for like his work in the music industry, right?
Geffen Records, a huge force like in the 80s, probably into the 90s.
He co-founded Asylum Records in 1971, then he founded Geffen Records in 1980. He co-founded DreamWorks Records in 1996. They say he's been retired for the last 15 years, but he's keeping busy. He has been married to a go-go dancer husband.
Okay.
50 years younger, I believe.
50 years younger. And here's the kicker. Here's the kicker.
Yeah.
Donovan Michaels was his husband, okay?
Okay.
They had this relationship, married.
Sounds like a stage name, right?
Yeah. Got married in 2023, didn't sign a prenup, they're getting divorced. Does that mean that Donovan Michaels, all right, who married the guy for 2 years, they probably just had sex all the time, got tired of each other.
Okay.
Probably not. He's 84.
He's 82, I think.
Okay. I thought I saw 84, but
you think he's not horny? I mean, that's,
I don't know.
100% horny.
I mean, all the time in your 80s?
I mean, why else do you marry a 32-year-old?
True love.
Does he get $4.5 billion of David Geffen?
I have no idea.
How does that work? They have no prenup.
If you don't sign a prenup, like, I would guess.
Now, do you only get what you've made in those 2 years you've been married?
Depends on your state.
Let's assume it's California.
Then he might be screwed, but maybe he doesn't care. You always talk about how close you are to the grave. That guy's close to the grave.
Yeah, he is.
I saw a picture, too. He didn't look great.
Wow, his net worth's around $8.7 billion.
That's what I say. The guy could get like $4.5 billion. Now, they're saying in California law, the dividends from stocks remain separate. So maybe he wouldn't get any aspect of that.
He's going to get a lot of money.
He's going to get a lot of money.
I would think.
He went from being a no-name go-go dancer to he's going to be multi-millionaire.
But imagine how horrible that marriage must be that Geffen wants out. He's like, I just don't want to deal with you. I'm divorcing you. You can take my $4 billion.
True.
Irreconcilable differences.
Right.
Yeah, that old bit.
Yeah, David Armstrong, a.k.a. Donovan Michaels. Yeah, so his real name is David Armstrong. Some jack dude.
That almost seems like a fake name.
David Armstrong?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's like a picture of him like walking around like New York City with the no shirt on in the backpack. I mean,
why would you change your name if you're jacked and your real name's David Armstrong? It's perfect.
It's a great name.
He definitely has strong arms. So speaking of older guys, Tom Cruise is doing a lot of...
That's disrespect to Tom Cruise because he's not that old. Well, he's not 60, David Geffen old.
He's 62. But here's the point. Yeah. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
He says he wants to make films into his hundreds.
Hundreds. Well, he's getting it. I'm way ahead of himself.
He had always said that he wanted to do films into his 80s, and he had been inspired by guys like Harrison Ford.
If I were him, I would tell him to look at Clint Eastwood, what he looks like in his 90s.
Yeah, but Clint Eastwood's still working.
Yeah, he's inspired. I know, but
he looks like this.
I know, but he doesn't look like that.
You act like the mule wasn't good?
The mule was very good.
Okay.
I'm just saying Clint Eastwood in his 90s doesn't look great.
All right, but do you think Clint Eastwood...
He said making movies.
Do you think Clint Eastwood was working out the way Tom Cruise is?
Probably not.
Tom Cruise is crazy. They say he's got a variety of different types of exercise.
Pickleball?
He has three days of weight training.
Okay.
He does several cardio sessions during the week. And then he throws in adventure activities like hiking, rock climbing. This one throws me fencing.
Fencing.
They say he lifts weights to build strength, keep his muscles strong, avoid injuries. He does cardio exercises that go beyond running on a treadmill. He mountain bikes to keep his heart health and to burn fat. He does outdoor activities like fencing and rock climbing. He's even into sea kayaking. Whatever the hell that is.
Has our boy Tom Healy ever met him? Isn't there some sort of connection?
Tom is good friends with his brother.
Maypother.
Like stepbrother. Yeah, Maypother.
The Maypothers.
Have they ever crossed paths? Some sort of family wedding?
Not with Tom.
That was his greatest move ever, was switching his name from Maypother to Cruise.
Yeah.
You think he's keto sick?
He could be, because here's the thing. Did you read the bottom
of
this?
Of bread?
He could be. They say he has been linked to a diet that consists of just 1,200 calories a day.
Oh, he's starving himself.
With a noticeable absence of carbohydrates.
No horrible gummy bears for Tom Cruise.
He eats just grilled foods, they say. And here's the problem. Carbs convert into glucose in the body, which harms muscle and skin tissue and contributes to aging. That's why we're aging, Cakes. Too much sugar.
We're also aging because of the clock.
Yeah, the 420 wake-up call. Way worse than the sugar.
So this doctor,
I meant the clock. We were born in 1970. Yeah.
This doctor says you should opt for fermentable carbs, like, and I don't know what that is.
What's a fermentable carb?
I don't know. What's a legume?
Like a peanut.
That's
like
a carb?
Legumes are like peanuts and I guess cashews.
All right.
Is it legume or legume? I don't even know. Legume,
I
think.
Did Kevin interview Tom on this recent? I saw on Instagram.
He always is interviewing.
Kevin appeared to be on the red carpet somewhere. I assumed it was for Mission Impossible, but I didn't see him with Cruise this time. I know he has in the past and had a really good conversation with Cruise.
Yeah, I think he's interviewed him several times.
I have a list of 10 best legumes to eat.
All right.
Chickpeas, kidney beans, black beans.
Slow down. I like all those, by the way.
Okay.
Go. First one, chickpeas. Kidney beans, sure.
Black beans.
Sure.
They're black.
Yeah.
These I could do without.
Right.
Lentils.
I've had lentils.
You ever had lentil soup?
Don't they serve lentils at Cava? Don't they sometimes say you can
probably
put the lentils on your thing at the beginning?
I don't really need lentils.
Lentil soup is like the Nubs. 16 seed.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Peas.
Love peas.
I don't know what this is. Adzuki beans.
No, don't know.
Peanuts.
Like peanuts.
Navy beans. Alfalfa sprouts.
Like alfalfa sprouts.
And you like legumes.
I can't remember the last time I had alfalfa sprouts.
You're a big legumer and a gooner.
I think I'm going to have to, you know what?
You're going to up your legume intake.
I'm going to up my legume. I'm going to get some more chickpeas. As I always thought those weren't that good for you.
Isn't that what hummus is made of? Primarily is chickpeas, right?
Yeah.
Love hummus.
Yeah, but chickpeas are definitely not, hummus is definitely not keto friendly.
I don't
but
care.
But that's okay. I'm just saying.
Because it's got chickpeas in it.
I know.
Yeah. I take pita bread.
But I think I'm going to get back on hummus.
Take my pita bread, load it with carbs, and put it in the hummus.
What do you dip in the hummus, though, if you can't have just
carrots,
some
carrots?
A processed cracker.
Cucumbers.
It's a lot of effort with all this cutting of vegetables and stuff.
cutting of vegetables
that's
hard.
That's the one thing about just eating, like, terrible food. It's prepped for you perfectly. You just
get
your crackers.
Processed foods.
You just get your chips. Yeah. They're already cut for you.
You can get baby carrots already ready to go.
That's true. Carrots not keto-friendly either, but I don't care about keto cakes because I'm getting the keto flu.
Cakes, you know why Cruz is silly? He showed up to the sneak preview in New York City this weekend. Mm-hmm. You know how that, like, they do them here for listeners and stuff?
Sure.
So he showed up by himself, maybe with like one bodyguard or whatever.
Right.
And he talked to the popcorn staff and people, the staff there, for 15 minutes by himself. Not just hello.
Right.
Sat there and talked to him alone for 15 minutes.
Just to thank him for serving popcorn?
No, not thanking them. Talking to them about his life, his movies, their lives,
there's
whatever.
Nobody on the planet
he's
that
the best.
Works harder to sell his movie than Tom Cruise.
No, I agree with that. I think he's
grinds.
The greatest movie star of all time.
He just gets it.
He's the greatest
he
action
understands.
Star ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he may be not close.
Now, behind closed doors, he may be a complete weirdo and psychopath, but his public face that he puts forward when he's out in public and interacting with people, he's an A++.
So I saw him in one of these interviews where he, I don't know, he was on a freaking aircraft carrier or wherever the hell he was doing his interview, and they were talking about all the stunts he does.
Yeah.
By the way, the staff, they showed some clips, you know, when he did the most recent one where he goes up the big, long bridge and then jumps off
on
the
his
motorcycle
and parachutes off. Yeah.
I mean, like, they have to do that so many times. Mm-hmm. The staff on several of the times, they actually thought he dies.
Right.
You know, like, I think we just lost Tom.
Right.
Like, literally, they're terrified.
Mm-hmm.
They say every time they work with Tom, they go through this anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, they think that he's going to kill himself.
So did Drab and Valdez. Like, those junks, man, they're risk takers. I don't know if they're going to make it to the next show.
But I saw him. He was like giving advice to the interviewer, and they were asking like, how do you do this?
Yeah,
you're at this age, and how do you keep pushing yourself? And he was freaking inspired. I was getting inspired watching. He goes, I just do. I write down my list of things I want to do, and then instead of just being like, why I can't do it, or I write down what it takes to do what I want to do,
right.
And I just start doing it.
You just manifest.
I just start doing it.
Looks like Kevin did interview him on the red carpet. Again.
Within the last week or two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He posted it 2 days ago because I'm looking. I think I saw it, but I didn't know if it was new or old. But it's definitely new because he has older pictures. And you can see that's when Kevin was geekier.
Yeah.
You know? And, I mean, truthfully, Kevin's kind of found his own.
That's old.
No, that one's old. But this one's not old. This is from a couple days ago, I believe.
No, look at this. It says Dead Reckoning in the back. That's the old film.
Glance.
I was duped.
Photos from Mission Impossible and Top Gun Maverick.
It said 2 days on underneath, so okay.
He posted 2 days ago an old photo of him and Tom Cruise.
So Gwyneth Paltrow's in the news again, Cakes. You know, you could still get her candle if you want.
I can go to Goop and
you
buy
go
her
to
candle.
Goop,
it smells like her.
Smells like her silly. They also did you know they did a follow-up candle?
No.
Hands off my vagina.
That's their, the name of the candle?
That's their spinoff candle.
Let me guess the list price. $75.
I don't know what it is.
All right, now I have to go to goop.com, something I never thought I'd do.
But she basically says the people and critics of it that didn't like it, F off. She doesn't care.
Mm.
She was doing that to be proud of your body or something. Maybe she says some things we're supposed to be ashamed about. And she thinks critics could go F themselves and that her kids don't have a problem with her selling a candle that smells like her vagina. Nobody cares. Everyone loves it.
I nailed it. $75 for that candle.
One? Did you order one? Did we get it delivered?
We had a listener send us the candle and we gave it to AWOD because he doesn't know what it's...
It's a good bit.
He's never been around it.
It's a great bit.
Did we ever light it in here? I can't remember.
I think we did.
Did we?
Yeah, you got to get the full scent.
Did we sniff it?
Yeah.
Did we sniff it? Yeah. What did we think?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
We agreed that it smelled like that.
Oh, you did? Agreed it smelled like just like a normal candle?
I don't know. Something weird.
Yeah.
Hey, will you give some Alan Jackson some love before the EP ends?
All right, Alan Jackson's going to retire after 30 years of touring. Here's the problem. I have no file on Alan Jackson other than he's famous.
Oh, come on.
Famous country singer. I don't know his most famous song.
Well, yeah, you've sang it probably 1,000 times.
This is
well,
a
not
sell,
this one. The other one.
Which one is this one?
This is Chattahoochee.
See, we grew up similarly. I didn't know who Alan Jackson was.
Well, I know he's a country star, but I don't know his songs.
I know who he is, but I don't know his catalog. Like, what's his most famous song?
Well, his most famous song is 5 O'Clock Somewhere.
Well, that's a very famous song.
Play that one.
Come on. I mean.
No, I've heard it. But it's not something that I play all the time. I think I've literally never played it on my Spotify.
Drab's upset because Jimmy Buffett gets all the love for this song. And Alan Jackson doesn't get his flowers.
So hold on, I didn't even know there was a thing. So,
yeah, I thought it was a Buffett song.
Jimmy Buffett stole Alan Jackson's song?
Jimmy Buffett comes in at the end, and Jimmy Buffett gets all the credit because this is a tropical type song. But This is Alan Jackson carrying the song.
Right. But he gets no love.
Yeah. I love Jimmy Buffett.
You love him?
Love.
Love? You're a parrot head?
Loved.
Yeah. I mean, this is a banger.
I'll be honest with you.
No doubt.
I've probably heard this 10 times in my life, max.
Bang.
I mean, come on. Max. Come on. Where would I hear
everywhere.
It?
Everywhere. Every time you've had a sip of alcohol
Ocean
in your
City.
Life, this song is playing if you were
not
around
true.
Friends.
I do a lot of home drinking.
Well, you got a problem.
But I don't play it at home.
I bet you they play this at the Foxy Gator, too.
He plays a lot of classic rock.
Yeah, we play Alan Jackson.
He plays a lot of classic rock, so I bet he plays it.
Alan Jackson. I got the name wrong for a second. I thought this is Jim Buffett. It's Alan Jackson.
And then you'll have to hit me to this, Valdez, because I'm not aware of, and I think the guy has like DC ties. The guy that, the outdoor guy that had a YouTube channel that he had 12 million subscribers to, Cakes.
That seems like a lot.
In 18 months, he got over 2.8 billion views.
He's rich.
He used to be a lawyer in DC. Then he moved his family to Alaska, and I guess he started documenting his nature adventures, and now he's calling it quits.
He gets zero Ben's Chili Bowl in Alaska. I know
Do you have a file on this guy, Valdez? Have you been following this guy on YouTube?
I don't follow him, but I can't believe he's just calling it quits. It's like a cash register that he's just
maybe he's just made enough.
What's this person's name? I mean, I've never heard of this guy.
Luke Nichols.
Luke Nichols?
Luke Nichols. He's been living in Alaska. I guess he's been documenting all of his adventures, and I don't know. He said
the attention got, quote, a bit overwhelming.
It's just too much.
Too much for him.
So he's just punting.
Punting.
You know what? A lot of YouTube people, I feel like, once they get to a certain level of fame, they do punt. They become almost too famous.
I've never heard of this person because he's never been at the 2009 World Series of Poker main event final table.
You've been watching 2009 over and over again?
I skip around. Whatever YouTube algorithm serves me up, I'll just watch it like a lemming. And my wife is like, haven't you seen this before? And I say, yes, I've seen this happen 10 times, but I need to watch it for the 11th or 12th time. It might be a problem.
By the way, have you guys seen this? Netflix, you know, they're terrible. They don't have much that I'm interested in, but I'm interested in this one, the documentary on the Liver King. They just released
Not interested in him one bit.
You guys watched it?
Haven't watched it. I watched.
I know you watched the Gil Arenas thing.
My friend watched it. He says it's awesome.
Really? The Liver King?
Yeah, he says he frustrates you, but it's a good doc.
I will tell you what I find awesome, and for us in... You know, at our age, I think nostalgia would hit it. Bill Simmons did one on Max called Celtic City. It's awesome. It's nine episodes. It's called Celtic City.
No, but it's on what?
Max.
On Max.
Now HBO Max.
Oh, it's just about the Celtics dynasty or something?
Yeah. I skipped the old school stuff, but once it got to like the Larry Bird years and drafted Len Bias, I found it awesome.
Right.
And took it throughout. So I ended up watching like four or five episodes.
On HBO Max.
Yes.
Still currently Max, I believe.
Yeah. All right, there you go, Cakes. I entertained you.
You did
buddy.
Entertain us.
Did my job.
Coming up next, should the Wizards be eyeing a new prospect?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks. The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.